3 years ago, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. It was a difficult time for both of us, but our optimistic attitude made it easier to cope. Luckily now, she is in remission. But it's the type of breast cancer that makes healing very rough.
The type of breast cancer I have is triple negative, so it is the most aggressive, least treatable form. So once I make it past 5 years, my survival chances are actually better than people with the more treatable types.
Thankfully, she is 3 years into remission. Although now the question is, what do I do? Breast cancer runs genetically through my family, through the BRCA gene. I was planning to get tested to see if I have the gene the moment I turned 18. But due to the current issues of healthcare in our country, that makes getting tested very risky.
When you turn 18, you're supposed to get tested to see if you have the BRCA gene. If you have the BRCA gene, you will have a pre-existing condition, so now we can't get you tested. Or we could, but it doesn't really make sense to, considering we don't know what's going to happen in the future.
So now, I'm waiting to see how the current events will change, if they change. But my mom, she doesn't like to sit around and wait, especially when it's something she's truly passionate about.
After the election, I was, as you know, really upset. I went from singing It's Ladies Night by Kool and the Gang all day to crying in my pillow. But the reason I was so upset was because of healthcare. That was my number one underlying priority. I knew how much the ACA affects me and it affects you. I don't think most people realize the Affordable Care Act is so much more than the Affordable Care Act.
She's right. After researching more into the Affordable Care Act, I realized how much of my life revolves around the aspects of the act. The ACA includes free birth control for women, people cannot be charged more based on their ethnicity or gender, and it also includes Pell Grants and student loans for college students like me.
When you're in college, student loans, it makes a big difference for you.
What really made me thankful for the ACA was hearing my mom say what it was like before the act was created.
We had to worry about lifetime limits and pre-existing conditions, and I mean just not having hardly anything covered.
And after the presidential election, that's when she knew she had to make her voice heard.
The night of the election, I got online and I went to healthcare.gov and I started looking up the Affordable Care Act and reading all about it. And there was a little thing on the website and it was like, have you used the Affordable Care Act? What does it mean to you? Tell your story. And even though I've never even commented on anything online, I put a little rant in the comment section.
That rant took her so much farther than she ever could have imagined. Within the next month, she was campaigning for the Affordable Care Act. She traveled to Washington, D.C., and even had the chance to sit in on Tom Price's hearing. She was also able to meet several champions of the ACA, including Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders.
And you realize that you are old when you're starstruck by meeting Elizabeth Warren and Al Franken and Bernie Sanders. You know, there was a time when I would be excited to go see my favorite band, get a concert t-shirt, and now I was in the gift shop at the Senate looking for Bernie Sanders keychains.
It was a lot of hard work, but she was able to have an incredible experience and have her story be broadcasted. In my opinion, she was a DC celebrity.
I wrote a speech, I went to a rally, I gave a speech in front of a bunch of people. I did interviews and press, and I went storming through the Senate, hunting down my senators and all the senators of the group of the people that I was with.
When she returned home, she didn't stop there. She still campaigns from our home in Scottsdale and makes me so proud every day.
I've been writing op-eds, trying to get those published. It'd be nice to be able to get you the testing that you need to plan for your future. And so that's what I'm fighting for. I'm fighting for you and all the millions of people like you.
And you can fight, too. If you want your voice to be heard, there's several ways to get involved in your community.
You know, if your interest is healthcare, call your congressman, call your senator.
Or get involved online like my mom did. You never know where your story might take you.
If the politicians could put a face in a story and, see whose lives that they were actually affecting, that maybe that would make a difference.
From Spot 127, this is Olivia Parker.